So what is product then? So your product focuses on five different elements. So it's looking at the design, the quality, branding, packaging, and the product life cycle. So a definition of the product first. So this is the good or services produced to meet the needs of the consumer. Design is very important because if it does not meet the needs of the consumer, the other four P's will not work. So the product range or portfolio describes the different types of product produced by a business. For example, Apple would have a different range of products. So the design first. So the product design must consider function and form. So function is what does the consumer want it to do? So it must kind of be merchant quality, fit for purpose. So what is the function of the product? The second part of the design then is form. So this is the practical and appealing element of the product. So what attracts the customer to buy the product? Is it the way it looks? Is it the color? The way the product feels when they pick it up? And then the second one or the third one then is branding. So product branding. So branding, this means creating an identity for a product that clearly distinguishes it from its competitors. It can consist of a brand name or a logo, for example, Adidas and Nike. So your brand name, this is the name given to the product, for example, Apple. The logo, this is the distinctive visual image that will help the product stand out from competitors. It can be written or visual, for example, the tick for Nike. A brand leader then, this is a brand with the highest percentage share of a particular market. So Apple could be a brand leader. And then you've got own label brands. So these are products sold by retailers under their own name, for example, Tesco Finest or the Deluxe range in Lidl or Aldi. Now the benefits of product branding are number one, recognition. So it's easier to recognize the product from competitors. The desire, so it helps promote the image of a product and people actually want to buy it because of the status it gives you, for example, a BMW car. Loyalty, brand loyalty occurs with customers' repeat purchases of a particular brand product on a regular basis. So if you go into a shop to buy a drink, you might buy Coca-Cola products compared to other products that are on the shelves. And higher prices. So a high quality brand image can allow for a firm to charge a higher price, for example, Mercedes-Benz. We also need to look at the packaging. So the packaging should address the following. So it needs to give information, for example, how to store it, or sorry, information how to do ingredients on the back of it. So the more of the ingredient is going to be the first one that's going to be identified in the list. If it's people are allergic to it, it's going to be in bold. And on the front of it, then it needs to have the information, for example, how many calories, the fat content, the sugar content, the salt content. It must provide protection, so it must be easy for storage and display. And then it must look good, so the packaging must encourage the customers to purchase it. It must be eye-catching, so they can see it on the shelves. So kind of the different types of colors that you can use, bright colors instead of dull colors. So your products may also be protected by a patent and a trademark. So a patent or a patent provides legal protection of an invention or design of a product to the inventor or designer so nobody else can copy it. And then you've got trademarks. So these are logos that are legally registered by businesses to distinguish them from their competitors. So a fee must be paid to the patent or trademarks office for this. And then the last part of it then is the product life cycle. So remember, the product life cycle has got four stages. So you got the introduction, growth, maturity, saturation, and decline. You must be able to draw it, and then you must be able to explain it as well. So the introduction, this is the first stage in the product life cycle. The product is launched onto the market. After the development process, there's high expenditure here because the company is advertising the product, they're promoting the product and distributing the product. The cash flow is in negative as the company tries to get the name and the product known in the market. Second stage is the growth. the product becomes more accepted and sales begin to rise because people in the market now know about it because of the advertising campaign, the company starts to generate a positive cash flow and the money may be used to expand the product to keep up with demand, ensuring good quality. Third stage, maturity. Sales start to level off because people in the market have now bought it. The product is generating strong profits and copycat products may enter the market, as well as competitors, and the firm can use special offers to keep the customer interested in the product. Saturation. Sales flatten out. Changes may occur in the marketing mix. Competitive advertising and sales promotion often become common to prevent sales going into decline, and then they need to either think about extending the product or not. The last stage then, decline. Sales fall along with profits. The marketing manager needs to determine whether to stop production or to try to rescue the product by redesigning the product. For example, Club Orange changed the brand image to target young people, and they also have different types of products like sugar-free. So some ways that they can extend the product, you can change some features of it, like Apple do, change your features around the product, charge a different price, promote it a little bit more, and then maybe sell it in different markets or change your channels of distribution or the place of how the consumer gets the product.